AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I don't know. Do we call him Elon West, Kanye Musk? I don't. Look, the hot takes around this man and his money moves are, he's like the tech Kanye, or it's like you either will drink his bathwater or you think he's, you know, highway to hell. You know what I'm saying? That the man not well. There's some facts about this brother. You know, he was born in apartheid South Africa. You know what I'm saying? And there are some remarkably racist takes that has happened inside of like sort of the Tesla facilities. But this episode ain't about him. You know, look, man, billionaires gone billionaire. I just turned billionaire into a verb. They gonna do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And in some ways, I find them suckers, them jokers interchangeable. Now, I understand that there's way more nuance than that. That's not even what I'm worried about. This episode right here is about the actual bully. The real gangsterism that happened that all y'all missed, because like we know, real G's move in silence like lasagna. The real gangster in this situation was the Republican Party. Hood politics, y'all. So I'm sure you know by now that Twitter has been purchased. No more Jack. It's jacked and cashed out. Got a condo on my neck, girl. I'm cashing out. I'm cashing out. Listen, I ain't mad at Jack. Cash out, homie. You know what I'm saying? Of all the social media people besides old Tom from MySpace who cashed out a long time ago and just disappeared off the internet, he don't care at all. Like, Tom figured it out. That's the way to move. And again, like I said, this episode ain't about that. This episode about getting Debo'd. But Tom built MySpace, sold that mug, and disappeared. He saw the writing on the wall with Facebook and was like, all right, cash out. And disappeared. Tom bought an island somewhere. I don't know where he at. Tom ain't never changed his profile picture. He never seen again. Tom went out. He ain't in it. He the least problematic person. He ain't trying to build no metaverse. He had his money and he rolled out. I respect Tom so much. You know what I'm saying? What's boy Facebook? Well, I mean, my bad. Meta. What's that boy name? Zuckerberg. You know, they're like, he ain't no Zuckerberg. And Jack ain't Zuckerberg. Like, Jack different. As a side note, I got to do a gig with Jack once. It was this event called Catalyst. And he was one of the targets right when he started, when he invented Square. And what he was talking about with Twitter, which actually made a lot of sense. Now, granted, this was a long time ago. But he was like, Twitter's supposed to be a utility. It's like, I'm not your lamp. I'm the plug you plug your lamp into. So whatever you put on it is what you get into it. So he's like, I thought of social media as a utility service, not as an appliance, which kind of makes sense because in a lot of ways, which is why like the discussion around what social media should be actually makes sense because it's like, I mean, you get into it, what you get from it, what you put into it. In some ways, it's like, well, you know, don't follow trash accounts. You follow trash accounts, like then the algorithm just gonna believe what the hell you following. But at least in its purest sense, that's what it seems like, you know. But then you have the ability to throttle certain things and silent different things, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's almost like a micro, you know, cosm example of what we think the role of government is, period. You know, what is governance? Is it super laissez-faire? Is it like, you know, free market, you know, of ideas, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you supposed to have a say as to what people see or not see? Or is it like you should have sense enough to, you know what's stupid and what's not stupid? You feel me? And there's an old Southern phrase that say, a hit dog gonna holler. You know, when you get mad about something that wasn't nobody even talking to you about, well, if you got hit, that's why you yelled. That's so when you talk about social medias and social medias being like, hey, well, wait now, like, you know, we're just a space for free speech. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you know, a hit dog gonna holler. I think you know what's going on here. So that's one thing. So I'm rambling about Jack again. This ain't what this episode about. But another thing that this episode ain't about is how y'all sound like Ron Burgundy when you talking about free speech. That's one thing I can say was funny about Elon right now. He's like, look, I'm going to make this place about free speech. You know what I mean when I say you sound like Ron Burgundy? This is Anchorman reference. This is him explaining the history of San Diego. I think it's an old German's word for a whale's vagina. It's like, no, it means Saint Diego. They say the actual definition has been lost in history. No, it's Saint Diego. Listen, the First Amendment and free speech. You have the right to talk shit about the government. And the government can't kill you for talking shit about them. That's what free speech is about. You ain't got the right to say what the hell you want to anybody about anything. That is not protected by the First Amendment. Because when you say dumb shit, you get the dumb slapped out of you. The law has to do with you have the right to dissent against the government. That's free speech. We can write articles. We can write press critiquing because, again, remember, this mug was written in the 1700s. Like, y'all keep forgetting these people. I mean, can you right now picture the year 2322? Do you think right now you could write a law that would apply for the year 2322? Yeah, I can't either. That's what we're trying to do with the Constitution. Like, so when they was talking about free speech, you remember they was imagining day world. And in day world, you couldn't talk about the king. You couldn't talk about the prime minister. You wasn't allowed to talk about your government. They saying, look, we're going to put that in law. You allowed to talk about your government. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody, if they trash, we allowed to talk about it. This government ran by the people, for the people. You can't shut us down if we talking trash about you. That's what that's about. Talking about, it's free speech. No, that's not what that means. You can't just mouth off. And if you do just mouth off, you have to accept the consequences. We talk about a privately owned space. If you walk in my house and you talk shit, guess what? I'm gonna put you out. It's free speech. Well, free speech outside my door. Like you can't just say what you want, fam. Well, I mean, you could, but you got to suffer the consequences. So, but again, that's not what this is about. This is about the G's that moved in silence. You want me to tell you about that G move, about that silence move, about that Debo? I'll tell you right now after this break.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
And we're back. Duh, because you hear me talking. Unless I was my voice on that ad, which sometimes it is. And sometimes there ain't be no ad there, which is like, that's even more interesting too. I don't know how the ads work. Come on, man. It's corporate over here. Anyway, the documentary Friday and the sequel next Friday and Friday after next, the documentary series. Y'all know I'm kidding. That's not a documentary, although it's pretty accurate. Has a moment with the character Tiny Zeus, who, you know, rest his soul, rest in peace. As a character, Debo. And Debo has officially become a verb. It's when you get Debo. Debo, at the end of the movie, gets his comeuppance. But it, then again, what's the statute of limitations on spoilers? I don't at this point, if you listen to this pod and you ain't seen Friday, I kind of don't know what to tell you. Anyway, so Debo has this scene where he walks up, or he rides up on a beach cruiser bike that actually belongs to somebody else, right? Because he borrowed it at some point earlier in the movie. And in the scene where brother tries to tell him, hey, Pops is tripping. He told me to ask for my bike back, right? He's like, yeah, man, I got it right here. And then he punches him in the face and he goes, my bike, punk. And this is when he walks up and he says, hey, what you got on my 40? What you got on my 40? So basically he's saying, come over here. Give me money so I can buy this drink. And if not, I'm just going to take it from you. There's a rule around the neighborhood. And here's where the hoodness comes. It's a rule around the neighborhood that if somebody say they want to borrow something from you, they're not borrowing it. Especially if it's a goon like that. They're not borrowing it. And let me borrow your bike right quick. That's the end of your bike. That's not your bike no more. When you ask for it back, they probably going to be like, what bike? Because it means your bike is gone. It's gone. It's you're never going to get it again. Hey, my homeboy need to use your phone. Can we use your phone right quick? Okay, I'm asking you. You can either hand it over or I'm going to take it from you. Do you know what I'm saying? And when I take it from you, like, I'm probably going to take your shoes too. I'm going to run your chain. I'm going to run all of that. Let me borrow your phone right quick. My homeboy needs to use it. Give my homeboy your phone. You're never seeing it again. It's not a threat. You need something easier. It's not a request. You need something easier. Get out the car before I snatch you out the car. That's not a request. Hey, get out the car, homie. Get out the car before I snatch you out the car. You're gonna lose your car and you about to fight. So at that point, it's not an option. You have to figure out what is the best case scenario for you. Cause I mean, you could fight him, I guess. You could try. Maybe you could turn out like Craig at the end of Friday. Maybe. But you have some squabbles on your hands. But it's not an option. It's being taken from you. You being robbed. Ante up. You see that man shining? Get up off them goddamn diamonds. So the question you would think right now is like, dang, did Elon just kind of like, you just check Twitter? You just run up on what you got on my social media, homie. Is that what happened? It would seem like it, especially when he joined the board. Then he was like, yo, I'm going to take 15%. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I take this 15% of shares, then I get to do what I want. I'm a majority owner. So the next question you should be asking is like, yo, what the hell is a poison pill? So check this out. I'm going to read this to you. This is Quartz.com. This is a, independent journalism. So what is a poison pill? The poison pill is a common nickname for a shareholder's rights plan, which allows shareholders to buy additional shares of a company stock at a discount, diluting the value of each individual share. A company concerned about an unwanted corporate takeover will put the plan in place, and after a triggering event, in Twitter's case, if a person buys, like I said, 15% of the stock without the board's approval, all other shareholders will be afforded the opportunity to buy more shares. And at the time, Musk owned 9.2%, right? So that's basically what you do. It is like, all right, if this fool gets to 15%, then I'm going to drop the price of the thing and everybody that's a shareholder gets to buy more of the company to try to protect themselves from this fool basically taking over. Now, the next question would be, well, what do you mean by percentage of ownership? Ain't this going from Jack to Elon? Well, no. Jack wasn't the same type of CEO that Elon finna be. Jack only owned 2% of the company. Of course, he was the founder, but he only owned 2%. The rest was owned by us, shareholders. Right? This different. Elon owned it all. Now, how is he going to run the space? I don't know. Maybe he's going to run it like Tesla. But again, this ain't the point of the story. This ain't Debo. This just who Debo handed the bike to. So when he say, let my homeboy borrow your phone right quick, this the homeboy who got squabbles himself. But there was a possibility that homeboy that got squabbles himself, you could possibly take him. You could run your risk. If the Lord could say, hey, get out the car before I snatch you out the car, you could look at him and be like, I might be able to handle him. The person that, remember I used to tell you, like when fools be like, yo, give me that backpack. I'd be like, I'd die for this backpack. I'm terrified, but I could probably take this fool. But there's somebody in the room I may not be able to take on, who been sniffing around for a while, who actually had issues with me for a long time. And that is the Republican Party of Congress. Now let's see how the silent G's moved. Okay, so look. The Republican Party. I know I said I'm about to talk about them, but sit them down for a second. Okay. Elon and brothers like him, when they reach that particular stratosphere, they become more Bill Gatesy, where making money is not even fun anymore. That's easy. Things become about your legacy. And there is something about being that wealthy that, and your ability to accumulate those type of funds that it seemed, look, I'm not an expert, but it seemed like you start feeling like people stop telling you no a long time ago. You know, you could tell somebody, hey, eat that pile of like dog doo-doo right now. Like, nigga, you crazy. Here's $1 million. Right? You know what I'm saying? So like it just does something to your brain to where, you know, Bill Gates decided it was on him to end malaria. You know, and what's crazy is like, in some places it kind of worked. You know what I'm saying? Like you have the type of resources to really like terraform the earth. You saw me plug my own stuff here, but you have a resource, like you could do it. Like you could decide, you know, in this scenario, I don't like how this platform's going and I have a fiduciary, you know what I'm saying, duty to make this right and the resources to actually pull it off. You know, you had Mark Cuban, who was like, medicine's not affordable. I'm just going to make some medicine and just give it. I'm going to buy it out and put it in Walgreens. And it's going to be like, you can do it, you know. And when you got that type of resources, again, sometimes they're fumbles. But that's because, again, if you've been making money like that, you could ask any of them. The amount of losses, the amount of L's they've taken in businesses of stuff that just didn't work, ideas that didn't land, things that didn't take off, you know, opportunities you miss, it's just par for the course. It's just part of it. So if you just take a L, you just take a L. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think twice about your L's because one of these things are going to hit. So with that, you swinging. So if you really think that, like, buying Twitter about money or just a good business move, like, I think you might misunderstand somebody like him in his position. That man building spaceships to Mars. That man has, based on his auto, you know, self-driving cars, he has a software that has mapped the country. So the reality is every car from now on that's going to be self-driving will probably need his software. So even if Teslas don't sell no more, y'all need a software because he done already he 10 years ahead of everybody mapping the country. So it can't, like, money. It's just like, look, it's just like street stuff. It's like you could get money. Like, nobody's questioning that. And when you take L's, you bounce back. So, you know, like if you listen to like dudes that were like really pushing a lot of weight, like street dudes, they're like, no, you only buy stuff you can sell later just in case you get down. Like Benny the Butcher got a song about that where he's like, look, dude, I bought this car because I know its resale value. Because if I get raided, if I lose this thing, I could sell that off and start over again. You got money sitting somewhere else. You only buy stuff you can sell later, just in case. Like, because, so you can get back up and start doing the thing again. Like, going to jail, doing bids is just, it's the cost of business. They know this. Sometimes you lose. You know? So, it's not just the money. But put him aside now and let's talk about the Republican Party. So check this out. On April 22nd, the House Republicans the Congress, the House of Representatives, the Republicans, the Committee on the Judiciary, on April 22nd, sent a letter to the board of Twitter. So this is to the Brent Taylor, who's like a board member. He says, "Dear Mr. Taylor, free speech online is under attack by big tech. In particular, Twitter has been increasingly engaged in heavy-handed censorship to silence prominent voices and stifle views that disagree with the prevailing progressive consensus. Big tech's eroding commitment to free speech prevents informed public disclosure and undermines First Amendment principles. These harms follow from how Twitter and other social media companies increasingly function as the de facto public town square for the American people. Decisions regarding Twitter's future governance will undoubtedly be consequential for the public disclosure in the United States and could give rise to our renewed efforts to legislate furtherance of preserving free expression online. Among these things, the board's reactions to Elon Musk's offer to purchase Twitter and outsider opposition to Musk's role at Twitter's future is concerning. Twitter's board members have a fiduciary duties to the company's shareholders. These duties apply despite how many corporations leaders increasingly pursue progressive policy goals divorced from their shareholders' interests." Here's another page too. "As Congress continues to examine big tech and how it's best to protect Americans' free speech rights, this letter serves as a formal request to preserve all records and materials relating to Musk's offer to purchase Twitter, including Twitter's consideration and response to this offer, and Twitter's evaluation of its shareholders' interests in respect to Musk's offer. You should construe this preservation notice as an introduction to take all reasonable steps to prevent the destruction or alteration, whether intentionally or negligently, there it is, of all documents and communications and other information, including electronic information and metadata that is potentially responsive to this congressional inquiry. This instruction includes all electronic messages using official and personal accounts devices, including records created using text messages, phone-based message applications, or encryption software. Thank you for your prompt attention to this matter."
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
So, let me help you out here. This is what they're saying. Listen, Twitter board. If we take over Congress, we finna be all in your ass. And we gonna find everything we need to find because we have believed for a very long time y'all been squashing right-wing voices. You've been stifling it. And have you, I don't know if you've noticed this, but that's been a talking point for conservative voices. A lot of liberal voices say it too, like, you're silencing us. Like, everybody swear they're being silenced, right? But for the Republican Party, that's been a big, big case for them. Notwithstanding, you know, the amount of false information and whatever that's been passing around the internet, you know, re-Kings of Cap or the Art of Cap episode that y'all just heard maybe two episodes ago with the homie Bridget Todd. Point being, they have believed that tech companies, including Twitter, have a progressive lean and are desiring to shut down Republican or conservative voices. So they was basically like, listen, we like how Musk talking. And if we get on top, we finna give y'all a colonostomy out this mug. And I'm telling you right now, hold on to everything. I need to know what y'all saying about this man. Because if we find, like, you know, you got to listen. If we find something we ain't like, we coming for you. Get out the car before I snatch you out the car. I mean, it's wow, right? So if you Twitter, what do? Lose it all, you cash out. $43 billion, $44 billion, cash out. Isn't that going to happen to Twitter? Let my homeboy borrow your phone right quick. All right, let me get it back. What phone? Get out the car before I snatch you. That's my bike, punk. Because who knows what's going to happen? Like, if they take over Congress, if they take over the House, and they decide that you what they want. Don't have you been following how politics like works? Whoever's up gets what they want, unless they're Democrats, because apparently they don't know how to decide on nothing. But when the Republicans get up, they get shit done. Like, are y'all not paying attention? They get what they want. And I don't think Twitter trying to want the smoke that Facebook got. Because Facebook, they got the smoke. Twitter don't want the smoke. So what do you do? Do you decide, like, okay, like we saw, they said, okay, well, we might be able to take on Elon if we do this, like, if we do this thing. But I don't know, homie, $43, $44 billion. Really, is this worth that? Is the juice worth the squeeze? That's the question. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And I think they decided, that's a whole lot of juice. $43 billion, cuz. They cashed out. And I don't blame them for doing that. I don't blame Elon Musk for his moves. I don't blame the Republican Party for their moves. That's real G stuff. And yo, what's crazy, but why it's so G to me is because nobody knew this happened. They just slid them a document and was like, yo, the streets is watching. You got some decisions to make. And we just want to make sure you make the right decision for your shareholders. Ooh, get out the car before I snatch you out. Now here's the next question. This question has to do with us. Are we leaving Twitter? I'm probably not. There again, there's a part of me that says, look, dude, big tech is big tech. And they have their arc. I feel like every platform's got its arc. Who knows where Twitter's going in the future? If it tanks, it tanks. If it don't, it don't. Part of me feels completely unbothered by what any of these people do. The question would be, okay, flesh this out, Prop. You still buy stuff on Amazon? Yeah, sometimes. You know, I mean, do I know how bad he treats? Yeah. Am I spitting in their face? I mean, I'll be avoiding it as much as I can. I'm aware. Also know half the websites I go to are built on their platform. So, I mean, it's at this point, it's a part of life. You can, am I off Facebook? Well, I don't open Facebook, but Instagram on Facebook. I got an Instagram. Did I read their privacy? I know right now, like I'm going to talk into this phone and be like, you know, I don't know if y'all saw that TikTok of the lady say that she grabbed her man's phone and she was dating it. And she's all men self-care, men therapy for men ending toxic masculinity. She's speaking it to his phone eyes off so that the ads will pop up for him. Yeah, I know that's real. I know, you know, sometimes I'll be thinking about like seeds for my grass. Just thinking about it. I ain't even say it out loud. All of a sudden I got an ad for it. I don't know the voodoo. Am I leaving Instagram? Nah, I ain't left Instagram. Am I leaving Twitter? I ain't leaving Twitter. I leave Twitter where everybody else leaves Twitter. I leave Twitter when nobody there. I don't follow Elon Musk. I didn't follow Donald Trump. Now, there are parts of, like, yeah, I don't open Facebook because I was like, I don't enjoy it. I just don't enjoy the app. So are we leaving in droves? You could leave in protest. I would never, I don't, that's on you. That's your business. You do whatever you want with it. You know what I'm saying? Am I on TikTok? Yeah. I mean, kind of. What I'm saying is, as for me in my house, the billionaire is going billionaire. And the Congress is going Congress. Nonetheless, I remain. I'm going to keep putting out the content I put out. Until I realize it's not reaching people, I'm going to go where the people are. You go where you're appreciated. Now, listen, you got options. There's other, you go to Tumblr, you know what I'm saying? You can, there's so many other social platforms. Signal's got a social platform. You can just stay on Reddit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, it's not the only game in the world. Like, you, there's no law. Like, you don't have to be here. So if you choose to leave, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? If you choose to say, that's dope. There's no law. It is what it is. It's fine. I don't. Do what you want. I, like, again, my whole life, gangster and criminality has been going on around me my whole life. Some of it's unavoidable. Some of it is. Some of it is just a part of life. I mean, even if you, like, look. I came from, y'all know me, I came from the church. You know what I'm saying? Came from them hip hop, we went to church. And we was going to church. You know, if you was trying to do some sort of like, you know, back to school celebration, pancake breakfast, backpack giveaway, you have to pay the set, the neighborhood set. Like, if you gonna do good over there, I don't care if it's a church. You got to pay the set. How you pay the set is different. So listen. I'm on the board of an international, like, humanitarian organization. There are times, fam, and it's on our website. If you dealing with terrorist control reasons, you trying to give aid to these people and these, look, you got to sit down with some OGs. This just so I don't, like, what do you want me to say? I can't just walk into Nickerson Garden Projects and be like, hey, free backpacks. No, you got to tap in. And if that man, if that Craig, if that set, that squad say, nah, I don't know if we want y'all around here, then I'm sorry, that neighborhood ain't getting backpacks. I don't care what good you think you're doing. Yeah, I mean, it is. This stuff is just unavoidable. You know? Let me tell you something. Whether you know it or not, you done paid some gangsters already. When Jeff Bezos said, I want to thank everybody who's bought something at Amazon because you built this rocket, he ain't lying. That's your money. So am I getting off Twitter? Probably not. I don't lose sleep over Elon Musk. I also don't want to drink his bathwater. Because it's just the internet. I'm just here to get to y'all. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to go where the party at. That's just what it's like, y'all. And that's what it is. Hood Politics. Yeah, this here thing was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This mug was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by Matt Osowski. I can totally say his name, guys. It was a shtick. He's going by Matt now again because he got into some legal situations with the name Headlights. Y'all know Common used to be called Common Sense. Y'all know Tip. T.I. was Tip. Sometimes it happens. Executive produced by the one and only Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. And the theme music by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. So y'all just remember, listen, every time you check in, if you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see y'all next week.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.